that I have because she's really cool. So I'm going to start today off with a song by her. So the song is Common Burn by Mazzy Star.
Thank you.
That was Mazzy Star playing the song Common Burn. And I think that's just such a beautiful song. And then I went and listened to a lot of her other stuff, and it's all really good. So if you have time, just like do the YouTube journey through Mazzy Star. I forgot to mention the name of the album that Godspeed You Black Emperor released. It's called Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distress. And it's really, it's good. It's good. So get excited for the song that I'm going to play. I'm going to play the fourth song. Not yet, a bit later. Got a few other things to go through first. Firstly, and most importantly, today I was standing in Safeway, as I am wont to do when I shop at Safeway, standing in the line, and this guy comes up behind me with 23 4-liter jugs of milk. That's 92 liters of milk. And I don't know what someone could do with that much milk. I'm getting a call, so we're going to see if they have an answer for that, if I can figure out how the phones work. Okay. Here we go. Are you guys with me? Okay, here we go. Oh, they hung up. Or I didn't. Oh. Okay, one time I'll actually get someone on the radio. If you were calling and you want to answer the milk question, call back and I'll try again. If you weren't calling, or if you were calling and don't want to answer the milk question, that's fine. I have a few answers prepared by myself. I was thinking that you could probably fill a whole bathtub full of milk. You could make a real mess of a room with all that milk. You could have like 23 people that you know that you don't like. You could hide the jug in each of their living areas until it got really old, and went rotten, and they'd have rotten milk smell all over the place. Or if you happen to have a radio show, you could use that 92 liters of milk to milk this joke even more. But it did really happen, so I don't know what they were doing with all that milk, is I guess the main point of that story. And it really, like, it's been on my mind all day, because who on earth needs that much milk? Cows? Maybe? No. Maybe he has a zoo and you have to feed the baby animals with the milk? I'm not really sure. Next song I'm going to play then, moving on. The song is by a Canadian band called The City Gates. The song is Collapse, off the album Collapse. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was the City Gates playing the song Collapse. And what else? I was thinking today, I had a good idea today. So I like to think of weird things to do to just like confuse people, I guess, is the best way to put it. Because it's funny to me when I do something that another person observes but really just doesn't understand. So I was thinking today, like a perfect thing to do for that purpose is you get a can of tennis balls and you're sitting in your lecture or at work, at the office, just like being normal, having the appearance of being normal, I suppose is a better way to put it. And you just take the can of tennis balls out of your bag, crack the top off, like you would like open a can, and then just take a sip of it and then have like the tennis ball, it hit your face visibly, and then it would go back into the can, and then you would like put the lid back on the can and then put it in your bag just like you had just taken a sip of tennis. And I would love to see what people would do with that information. Like I'm trying to picture like what someone would say or do. I can't, so I need to go and do that, which is something that I plan on doing eventually. So, next song I want to play is by the band Esmarine. They're Canadian, which is pretty cool. Just so you know, I'm just going to throw that out there. And the song I want to play is Lost River Blues 2 off their album Dalmac. And I hope you enjoy it. It's pretty crazy, but it's pretty rad. So here we go. We just heard Lost River Blues 2 by Esmerine. And up next, I have the Godspeed You Black Emperor song that I want to play off their new album, Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distress. The song I want to play is Piss Crowns Are Trebled, and it's a very good song, I think. But just a couple pieces of background on the band itself. So I'm looking at, I was just doing a bit of research, and this tidbit piece of information that I'd like you to have is the name Godspeed You Black Emperor, the name of the band, is the same name. So it comes from a 1976 Japanese black and white documentary which follows the exploits of a Japanese biker gang, the Black Emperors. So the name of that documentary was Godspeed You Black Emperor. And what's cool about the band, so it has 8 people in it now, but it's had a bunch of people in it previously as well. And what I like about the band is there's a quote here by Ephraim Menek, who's one of the longtime members of the band. A quote of his says, "It was like if anyone knew anybody who played an instrument and seemed like an okay person, they would just sort of join up." So they just had a bunch of people just joining to play a few shows here and there and then leaving again. So they kind of have like this revolving door of musicians, which gives it kind of like this interesting sound, I think. They've sort of stabilized now, but to a more regular lineup, because they've been active since 1994, which is pretty crazy. Anyway, so that's just a bit about Godspeed You Black Emperor. And I think I'll just play the song and let it tell the rest of the story. So the song is Piss Crowns Are Trebled by Godspeed You Black Emperor off the new album Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distress. Here we go.
Thank you.
We heard and are still hearing in the background, "Piss Crowns Are Trebled" by Godspeed You Black Emperor. That was a long song, so congratulations to all of those, all you guys who made it through it, because I always like to congratulate people that stick around, because it would be sad if you guys all left. They're like, "Oh, he's playing that song. I guess I'll go." That would hurt my feelings. But I'm sure you guys didn't leave, so you didn't hurt my feelings. So great. Yeah, definitely check out the rest of their album. You can stream it on SoundCloud. I'm sure it's on YouTube too. Really worth a listen. If you enjoyed that, especially, do check it out. And so that was Godspeed You Black Emperor. If you hadn't heard of them, you've heard of them now. One thing that's going on in my life right now is I'm doing some physiotherapy for a finger. I injured it. Got a tendon nodule, but it's been 5 weeks without climbing, so I'm going a little crazy, but doing physio now. It's on the mend. Just have to do some exercises for it. And I was thinking about how I could turn that into a pickup line. hey, can you help me with my finger exercises? But then I realized that there's really no way to word that without getting slapped. So I'm not going to use that, and I recommend you guys don't either. Yeah, so that's what's going on in my life. Would really like my finger to be healed up, but it's a process. As I'm sure you guys know, when you have an injury, it takes a while to heal, which is tough. It's really tough because you want to be doing stuff. I want to be back doing the stuff that I was doing before I got my injury. But soon I will be back, and that will be good. So, with that in mind then, I guess I would like to move on and play another song. The song is by the band Cousin, and the song is called "Fussball Politics" off the album "Alternate Tunings for Regular People." So here is Cousin with "Fussball Politics." The guitar at the start is really cool, so I hope you guys enjoy it, because it's really cool. Here we go. We'll be right back. That was Cousin playing Fussball Politics. And if you like that song, they have an album in its entirety up for Name Your Price on their Bandcamp page, so I'd recommend checking that out. You can get it for free if you want, like I did, or you can be a better fan and pay them, which I might end up doing. But yeah, good stuff from them. It's really hot in the studio, as I always complain about it being. Probably like two or three times as hot as the sun, I think we figured out. But, so there's a fan on, and I can't do the show with it on, because I tried once, and it was just like, in the background. And I'm sure that's distracting for you, it's distracting for me. So, I turned the fan on while that song was playing, and lifted my shirt, and did the thing where you hold your shirt over it, and then it catches all, like, the wind from the fan, the air from the fan, and then it goes, like, up your shirt, and it fills your shirt with air, and then it, like, blows out all the holes. And I did that for most of that whole song because it's so nice, like, especially when you're hot. And then I was thinking about, it's really, is the little things. It's things like that. It's like when you do your laundry and then you take out, you get underwear out of the dryer right away and you just put it on and it's just so nice. It's good. It's like when you're in Safeway, like I want to do when I'm shopping there. And then a new teller opens up, and then you get to go in first. That is, it's stuff like that that is just so nice. And I think the thing about the little things like that is they're not things that we expect, which is why when they happen to us, it's such a, like a pleasant surprise. If we're expecting like a good thing, then it's not always as exciting because it's like, yes, I'm going to have fun on my birthday because it's my birthday. And I've already like planned that I'm going to have fun. So it's going to be fun, but it's not going to be like a new surprising fun. It's going to be fun that I've planned. It's not going to be, spontaneous, like came out of nowhere fun. So, I guess then knowing that, find the nearest fan and lift up your shirt and then have the fan air just go into your shirt because it is nice. Like especially if you're in a room as hot as this one. My clothes are actually catching fire. I'm quite sweaty. I'm far more sweaty than I have any right to be right now. Yeah, I don't know why. It always comes back to me being sweaty. Maybe radio just makes me sweaty. Just something about sharing music and being on the air that just makes me all sweaty. That reminds me of one more story, and then I promise I'll play some music. I just have to make up for a bit of time because the Godspeed You song was so long that I didn't get to talk, and I need to fill my quota of talking or else I'll pop like a little balloon. So talking about sweaty and being sweaty on the radio, a friend of mine, Jane, she used to work at a Subway, and one day she was making this guy a sandwich, and just as she had, like, got all the ingredients, finished the sandwich, the guy was like, can I get some extra napkins? And she's like, sure. And he's like, I need the extra napkins because I get really sweaty when I eat it. And she didn't ask him about whether, like, why he wanted the extra napkins. No questions asked. He just volunteered that piece of information. So there's a man out there. Probably more than one, but at least one confirmed guy that gets very sweaty while he eats his Subway. Also, which is weird, I don't know if I've talked about this before, there's a guy who is a medical condition who, whenever he hears the James Bond theme song, he ejaculates. Just can't contain himself. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but I did anyway, so... guys that eat Subway when they're sweaty and people that are just way too into Pierce Brosnan. He is the best Bond, though. It's clearly Pierce Brosnan is the best Bond. And if anyone disagrees with me, you can just rewatch them all and then realize that Pierce Brosnan is the best by far. I also like Roger Moore. Roger Moore is really funny. His pants are so high. Whew. But yeah, Pierce Brosnan is the best. If you disagree with me, you can tell me about it on the Facebook page. That'd be a good way to do it. Facebook page is The Spice of Life, 101.9 FM, CITR, which you guys should like, and then that would be good for me because there's only 41 likes on there right now, and that makes me sad. So yeah, you should like that more, and then I'll play another song because I promised I would stop talking, because I'm sure you're here for the music and not for the for my personality and the good conversation that I have with myself. So this next song I want to play is by a band called Illidane, which is spelt I-L-Y-D-A-E-N. And if you can actually pronounce that, I'll be really excited because I don't know how to pronounce it. The album is Maze. The song is Breach. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Here we go. We'll be right back. Boy, I like post-rock. That was Illa Dane playing the song Breach. And I hope you enjoyed that one. I know I did. We're running out of time. We have precisely 8 minutes and 40 seconds left. So, no, 7 minutes and 40 seconds. I can't do math right now. So we're running out of time, but have no fear, because Marco will be up next with Astro Talk, so stick around for that. There's space to be discussed, a lot of space news. I don't want to spoil it, but I think there's an asteroid coming by Earth, like a very large one, soon. So I don't know if that's what it's going to be about, but I saw that on Facebook, so it must be true. I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said, you can't trust everything you read on the internet. So, just a good thing to keep in mind in general. It's a balmy day, beautiful day out. It's a little overcast, but it was like 15 degrees when I walked here, which was just lovely. It's hot. It's getting nice and toasty. So that's something to look forward to. Spring is here, I think, which is good. Aside from the rain that we've had and will probably continue to have, I was looking at the forecast yesterday, and it was like 100% chance of rain last night. And it's bold when you're a meteorologist to say 100% something. But I guess in Vancouver, as far as rain is concerned, they can say 100% chance. So... let's hope it lasts. I don't know how long it will or what the percent chance of it continuing to be the way it is, because I'm not a meteorologist. And frankly, I don't really understand probabilities. So we're just going to leave that as it is. And I have one last song for you today, and then I'm going to be out of here. Exciting news. I'm going to a hockey game with my old man tonight. We're going to go see the Canucks. That's exciting. So I have a really great evening planned. I hope you guys have an equally great evening planned, or at least something fun. Whatever that fun for you is, perhaps you're going to go out and buy 92 liters of milk, or, go stand in front of a fan with your shirt open. Both equally viable options. And, I wish you the best of luck in those endeavors. So, this has been an episode of The Spice of Life with me, Ben Life. I forgot to do a spice of the day, so let's just toss out, what's a spice? Peppers, dried pepper flakes that I like to put on things that make them spicy. It's like nice little flakes. You could just like put them on pizza or pasta or in your chili. That's all good. Those are the spice, today. And, instead of a no. The last song that I want to play today is by a band called Until Sunrise. The song is Midnight. Again, you can pick it up from their Bandcamp for free if you want. So I recommend that, because Until Sunrise is really good. So, Until Sunrise, playing the song Midnight, signing off. I'm Ben Life, Spice of Life. Up next is Marco, Astro Talk, Space Stuff. Here is Midnight.
Somebody yells to me, shark attack. You better watch out, but